Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Daar is geen reënwaarskuwings vir vandag nie met enkele buie en donderbuie wat voorspel word oor Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo in die Noordwes. Dit gaan ook warmer word. Pretoria en Rustenburg op na 28, Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 29 en Malagleni 23, Polokwane op na 24 grade.
In Rivoli was daar nou 'n ongeluk op Natriekweg Noord by Meinrieweg en verkeer beweeg stadig.
Die departement van Justisie het bevestig dat daar 'n kragonderbreking is by die Pretoria se Landdroshof sedert gistermiddag. Daar is 'n kragopwekker, maar dit is 'n korttermyn oplossing terwyl die stad van Tshwane gevra is om die probleem te help oplos. Intussen word die publiek gemaan dat sake uitgestel word tot verdere kennisgewing. En Amerika se president Joe Biden sê sy administrasie werk hard om 'n skietstilstand ooreenkoms tussen Israel en Hamas in Gaza te bereik. Volgens Israels regering hou Hamas steeds 94 van die 251 gijselaars gevange, waarvan minstens 34 reeds gesterf het. Israel en Hamas voer meer as 'n jaar lank reeds indirekte samesprekings wat deur Qatar, Amerika en Egipte bemiddel word. Biden sê die ooreenkoms stem ooreen met 'n voorstel wat hy 'n paar maande gelede reeds gemaak het. Ek is Gerrit de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, the Los Angeles wildfire disaster has cast a shadow over preparations for the 2028 Olympics, raising questions over whether the city can deliver a safe and successful game. So far, none of the more than 80 venues due to stage Olympic competition in LA have been directly affected by the infernos, but experts say the ongoing disaster has underscored the challenges of staging the world's first or the world's largest sporting event in a region increasingly under threat of wildfires. A terrible story from the UK. The wife of Arsenal forward Kai Havertz has shared screenshots of shocking abuse she received on social media, including threats to the couple's unborn child. And that's after the Gunners FA Cup defeat by Manchester United. Havertz missed a penalty in the shootout loss at Emirates on Sunday before Sophia Havertz, who was expecting her first child with the Germany international, reposted two messages she'd received on Instagram. It's been reported to the police and they are working with a specialist data firm to identify the culprits. Fourth seed Taylor Fritz among the early winners on day three of the Australian Open. He blitzed fellow American Jenson Brooksby 6-2, 6-love, 6-3. Former US Open champion Emma Raducanu off to a solid start, beating Ekaterina Alexandrova. And fifth seed Russian Daniil Medvedev has begun against Thailand's Kasidit Samrage on Rod Laver, but it's not gone well for the Russian. He did win the first set 6-2, lost the second, and is trailing in the third. He also just smashed his racket out of frustration, forcing the match to be stopped and the net needing to be reset. And it looks as though he's lost that third set now as well, as I look up at the live screen. So 2-6, 6-4, 6-3 at the moment. And Medvedev could be on his way out. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Jackarin FM plays more.
Let me tell you. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say. Girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and it fit good, so I took the doors out the deep. Okay, I see a brother holding your seat. No beef, but I'm trying to get the noise you release. Don't take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Soviet blunt. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend, then you got the wrong song. Baby girl, what's good? What's with ya? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. You want me? Go figure. To the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. Hey, to the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing.